the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
What he has said, which plays very well on the Arab
street. Understand that in this recession that began at the beginning of 2007.
I can't afford to keep just giving money away. My grandmother was not a highly educated woman.
Part of communicating is listening. You talk and you hear.
We want to vote for somebody with a name like Barack Hussein Obama.
You blow it!
Welcome, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and going live tonight at 10 in Los Angeles, in our hometown, at KTLK, AM 1150, live here in the 10 o'clock hour on the West Coast. For those of you, it is 1 a.m. out east, and all across our country, very happy you joined us. This is the only news, talk, and entertainment show that really knows what it's talking about. We sort of step through the looking glass here of talk radio each and every night, and again, tonight. So, in the news, among a great many things, a new study that says many children hear voices. And we'll take your calls at 877-876-PHIL. In a moment, we'll be talking about this Carol Shea Porter story. We have a gentleman who is filing a lawsuit on behalf of the women of this country, specifically the women in positions of representation in this country, to sort of back up what she's saying. I want to tell you that our website, www.philhendryshow.com, is a great place to go to get live streaming audio of the show, as well as a live streaming video feed of the show. You can watch the show right now if you'd like. If you'd rather not look at me, you can certainly listen to the show there. And you can get a list of all of our affiliates, as well as an archive of incredible stuff going back many years, including video archives, television shows we've done, TV pilots we've done, radio shows, you name it, man, it's there at philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL is the number. So the story here, as we've got it from our news sources, and you guys might have heard a little bit about it, but to tell you the truth, it might be a little bit under the radar. I don't know that people, they might have heard what she said, but they didn't actually hear the audio. They might have heard that she had said this or that, but didn't really hear the audio of what Ms. Porter said. So her name is Carol Shea Porter. She's a Democratic congresswoman, and she said the men should be sent home so that they could get something done, the women of Congress, both Republican and Democrat, when it comes to the health care bill. Here are her comments, and they may be a little difficult to hear, but we'll pot these things up and roll some of the low end off so you can hear. This is in an impromptu meeting, I'm imagining, between herself and other supporters.
We are incredibly disrespectful. Incredibly disrespectful. We go to the ladies' room, the Republican women and the Democratic women, and we just roll our eyes at what's being said out there. And a Republican woman said when we were fighting over the health care bill, if we sent the men home, we could get this done.
All right, here she is talking further. She says women are especially qualified to work out the differences in health care reform.
But I am telling you that every single woman there has been responsible for taking care of her mother, her husband's mother, her children, her sister's children, her brother's children. And so we think we could find a common ground there. You see, in Maine, there's two women senators there, and they work very well because there are issues that we believe in being collaborative on.
So there were comments made following Congresswoman Porter's statements about the men ought to be sent home, saying that her statements were insensitive to men and they were sexist and, you know, a lot of the stuff that you might imagine would be said after something as quite as pointed as that. Stephen Bozell is from Corona, California. He's by trade a construction contractor, but he has either filed or you're planning a lawsuit, sir, on behalf of female representatives as well as women in this country. I'm trying you're trying to make it mandatory for schools to have some sort of appreciation courses for women.
Yeah, this is not on behalf of representatives.
The lawsuit changed.
We considered filing a lawsuit to make it a majority vote on whether or not men could be involved in legislating certain issues that women have far more experience on at the federal level, but we thought that would probably be a non-starter, so I went ahead and called my attorney, Dolores Blasingame, told her that I was much more comfortable with this.
This is essentially to have mandatory female appreciation courses in middle schools.
That is correct, yes.
And now why middle schools?
Well, because of my daughter, who, you know, I had spoken to her sixth grade class. I had received a phone call from Karen Nister on Saturday that she wanted me to come down, and the class wanted to talk to me.
This is Karen Nister, is the sixth grade teacher of your daughter?
That's correct.
And your daughter's name is what?
April.
Your daughter is April, and she goes to sixth grade. Where is that, sir?
That is Corona Casey Middle School, Corona, California.
Now, why were you called up by this teacher?
I had made a statement on Friday to the effect that I felt the health care plan was wasteful, that it was a plan that would bankrupt the country, that it was a plan that was financially not sound. My daughter, April, who attends Corona Casey Middle School, went to school that day and spoke with her teacher in a rather candid series of conversations about what I had said. And I want you to know that I'm grateful for that, because I was called by Ms. Nister on Saturday. She said that I was to, she would want me to come down to the school on Monday, and at that time I would go in front of my daughter's class where they could further ask me questions about what I'd said.
All right, so you, Steve, if I don't, you don't mind me interrupting you.
Well, there's a little bit more to the story.
No, I know, but I'm trying to, you had expressed the opinion you were against the health care plan.
I was completely against it. And I also had said that I felt that it was a waste of time and everything. And that's when my daughter went to school that day. I'd said these things at breakfast, and my daughter went to school that day, and in a series of conversations she had not only with Ms. Nister, but she also had a lunchtime meeting with the school principal, Daniel Goodwood, that...
Mr. Goodwood, is that his name?
That is right.
Okay.
That I had made these statements, and I had also said that this woman, Carol Shea Porter, didn't know what she was talking about.
All right, so you spoke disparagingly. So you're called by the school to come down and talk to the kids in the sixth grade class?
Well, not to talk to them, but to hear their grievances. The kids, Ms. Nister's kids in sixth grade, did direct questions at me. And I recognize now that my understanding of how much more, I guess, much better suited women are to make these decisions. I did not know that on Friday. A young boy by the name of Bradley Targan, who is a very smart young boy, told me that I was a sexist pig.
Now, how old is this kid?
He's 11. And I understand that he's very...
That's pretty young to be calling you a sexist pig.
No, I understand that, but I allowed that because he was right. After we had talked for 20 minutes, I realized that I was wrong, that I never should have said things against the health care plan, that I should have at least checked it out with women in my family, and certainly could have asked my own daughter, who immediately, I think, she was hurt. And
Do you think that's why your daughter went to school and reported this to Ms. Nister, because she felt that you didn't understand her or the health care plan? Or
I think my daughter felt that I was being unfair to women and the health care plan, because I told her, I said, I don't think this woman, Shea Porter, I don't think she could, you know, excuse, and I used a crude reference.
What did you say?
I said, I don't think she could blow a candle out with a fart. And my daughter was hurt and went to school and reported it.
So you went to the school today?
I went down there today.
To talk to the kids?
Yeah, and
now, you have changed your opinion as the result of having this meeting with the kids?
Well, again, it wasn't so much a meeting as I was told to report to the school, and I did. My daughter was very direct in her questions toward me. Ms. Nister was very direct. This young boy, Bradley, there was another girl named Monica, another girl named Deanna. Most of the girls were you know, very clear. They felt that I was a, they used the word pig more than once.
Did the teacher say anything?
Well, the teacher told them to tone it down, but the kids are very upset that I would not be in favor of the health care plan. Now, I want to say one thing, Mr. Hendry. I asked Ms. Nister, I said, did you tell these children how to feel on the health care plan? And she said, no, I didn't. And so these are children in a class who just happen to think the health care plan is good. They think that Carol Shea Porter's comments about men not being involved in it was good. And it was an eye-opener for me.
All right, now, before we go, we're going to take a break, but you told me that the students, as well as the teacher, have given you some work to do.
Well, they have asked me to read. There's two books they wanted me to read, which is the Little Women, obviously, and by Louisa May Alcott, and A Female Eunuch by Germaine Greer. They're putting on a play at the end of the year, The Vagina Monologue, they want me to be involved in helping them with.
The Vagina Monologues, and what is this, a middle school?
Yes, sir, it's a middle school, but you got to understand the children are growing up. We cannot allow our own parochial and old views to get in the way of our children, you know, making the commentaries that they need to make. We have to realize that sometimes our kids and their teachers can set us straight in how wrong we are, as men and as people.
And so you feel that you needed to be set straight on the health care proposal, as well as this comment by Carol Shea Porter that men are not needed in the debate?
I didn't know it. I didn't know
it. You didn't know it at the time, but when they called you to the school.
When I called, they called me down to the school, and they got me in front of the class, and I said I'd like to, and the teacher said to me, Mr. Bozell, if you don't mind, if you could just, and she was very direct. She said, if you could just shut up and stand there, because we got some things, you know, we got some things to tell you. So you best just, shut your mouth. She didn't say it like that. She said shut your mouth, but she said it in a friendly way. And so
she told you to shut your mouth and stand.
She didn't say the way you just said it.
All right, so Mr. Bozell, you've gone from being a not believing in the health care plan to believing in the health care plan. You went from believing that men had a place in the debate. Today, you don't.
I don't think men have any place in the healthcare debate at all. And that was made very clear to me by this young boy, Bradley, who was the first one to say, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. Bozell, I don't mean to be rude, but you are a pig. You're a pig.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. That's a wild one, man. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who spoke to his daughter's sixth grade class today, and was basically called on the carpet by the kids and the teacher for expressing views contrary to the healthcare view. The healthcare plan is now in favor of it, and is also in favor of Carol Shea Porter's view that maybe the men ought to be just excused from this debate. 877-876-PHIL is the number here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Phil.
There's no need for an 8-year-old child to learn how to fire a machine gun unless he's living in Somalia. In which case, you know, line him up, man. The shooting range's open in Massachusetts.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Over the weekend, Carol Shea Porter, who is a congresswoman, made the statement that the health care bill and many of these disputes in Congress would best be solved if they just sent the men home. The men are the ones who are basically screwing everything up. And the fact is, she said that the congressional Democratic and Republican women are rolling their eyes. They get it. They can work together. They don't need the men. Joining us is Mr. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, who agreed with this point of view up until today, right, Mr. Bozell?
I would say that's true up until today. I mean, as of last Friday, I had pretty much opposed the idea that men could not be involved in the health care debate. To me, that was ridiculous. But when I was called to the school, as I was today at 10:30 a.m., when I was told to be in front of Ms. Dister's class at 10:30 a.m. Their class had assembled at 10, but they had a couple of project reports they had to do. So I waited outside.
When were you told to get there, at 10?
I was told to be there at 10, yeah.
But they didn't talk to you until 10:30?
They did not have me into the classroom until 10:30, yeah. But they wanted to make sure I was there.
Let me ask you a question here, sir, before we go to some phone calls. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Why did you feel compelled? Don't you feel as if you're being ordered around?
In what sense?
You're being told by this teacher to report to the school. The kids want to talk to you. At one point, the kids called you a pig.
They didn't call me a pig. They called me a sexist pig in a way that I would understand. We don't mean any offense, Mr. Bozell, but you are a swine. You know, they said you're a swine because your belief system is swine-like. It's pig-like. But you, I'm sure, you know, you're April's dad, and they know April. And April is one of the leading students, and she took the lead in setting me straight, I guess.
Your own daughter, huh? All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ty in Nashville. Ty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. You're on with Stephen Bozell.
I just cannot believe what I'm hearing. I actually thought that when first listening to this, this was a joke. First off, if his logic is straightforward, we need to just go up and replace all the congressmen with a bunch of 11-year-olds and let them run the country. It's time for him
First of all, you want to misunderstand what I'm saying. That's your business, but don't tell everybody what I'm saying. You know, I could see that your comments are a joke. Gonna have 11-year-olds. You're saying have 11-year-olds run the country. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that. But sometimes my daughter, you know, Jesus said out of the mouths of babes, and my
daughter.
That's right, class,
sir. You should be a father at home and listen to your daughter at all times.
Exactly.
But you have to be a leader in his home. Dictates what goes on in his home, and he lays the values, the morals, and the ethics down for his children, and he doesn't let his 11-year-old daughter tell him what those values and morals should be.
But my daughter was right, and I was wrong. Let me ask you, are you going to say to your daughter, you're wrong, I'm right, even if she's right and you're wrong? I don't think so. And that's what I had to do.
If it goes against my morals and my values and my ethics, I will do it to the death.
Even if you're wrong. Well, that's real smart.
If it goes against my morals, values, and ethics. Now, first
even
second
if you're
off,
wrong.
I'm from
and
Tennessee.
And the other thing is,
if I took your lawsuit to a court in Tennessee, they would laugh
me
out of the court. I would be laughed out and thrown out on my ear. That proves how screwed up the court system in California is.
First of all, you wouldn't file that in Tennessee because you wouldn't have the guts.
Because you couldn't find a judge that would be stupid enough to hear the case.
You wouldn't find a judge that was smart enough to understand the argument.
Hold on for a minute, Joe. Hold on, guys. The argument here is basically, Steve, you're saying you felt your daughter's argument had merit? That's one thing, but when they order you to come down to the school...
They told me to report. Let me ask this guy. You wouldn't report if your kid's teacher said to report to the school? Of course you would.
I might report, and I would report to the office, but I'll be doggone if I'm going to stand there and let a liberal teacher and a bunch of 11-year-olds scold me like I'm a child.
Well, if you needed it, what are you supposed to do? If you were wrong, of course
sir,
you would.
There is another circumstance where you need to be scolded by a bunch of 11-year-olds.
What was this Bradley kid?
If you had a set of gonads underneath you, you would have known that.
No. You don't understand that there is a time when we're just wrong. Now, this young boy, Bradley, he called me a swine. And I said to him, I don't like that word. He said, you don't understand. I don't just want to disrespect you, but your views are almost like those of a pig. And you are a pig.
Yeah, this kid's calling you a pig.
I think what's wrong is you decided at one point to become a father.
that I decided to become a father at one point?
That's where you went wrong, because you don't understand what that definition means, apparently, on leading, guiding, directing your children instead of letting them dictate your life.
But you need to open your mind up, and you need to understand our teachers are in a better position to tell us the facts, the truth of the important issues facing us today.
That's what I want to do, is let a bunch of liberal, bleeding heart teachers dictate what my children hear.
Well, this boy Bradley, if he was talking to you, he'd probably think you were pig black too.
All right, we'll be back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
If that guy's still here, I'd like to talk to him about.
No, he's gone, okay?
Phil Henry.
What an ass.
Phil, 877-876-PHIL, as we continue our discussion here of the comments by Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter that the men in Congress should be just sent home, that the women can solve these problems, and that in point of fact, both Republican and Democratic women would come together in a much, much better way to solve these problems. We have a man on the line with us, Mr. Stephen Bozell, who's going to be filing a lawsuit trying to get women's studies into middle schools. This is the result of you changing your opinion about health care and about the role of women in politics from Friday until today, Mr. Bozell. And it's a fascinating thing, because this was all about your daughter going to school and reporting what you said at breakfast.
No, she didn't report. You're trying to turn this into some. She did go to her teacher, and she said, "My father has said some things that disturb me, and I want my daughter to. If I've done anything, wouldn't you want your daughter to say something to someone if you did, you know, touched on her?"
What are you talking about, man?
I mean, if you violated your daughter.
No, whoa, brother, we're not talking about violating. You're talking about an opinion.
Well, but she felt it was bad. And
well, can't she say something to you?
We discussed it, but at one point she was doing her hair and she was braiding her hair, and I was talking to her and I was saying, "You got to understand, you know, that the health care is going to bankrupt the country," and she just blew me off and went to school and reported me. I can tell you,
your own daughter blew you off and went to school and reported you. Now you get a phone call from this other teacher, this Nister, right?
Yes, sir. And I had said to her, why are you calling me to the school? And she said, because my daughter had said to her, and I was nervous, and I tried to explain to the teacher, and she blew me off too. She basically said, talk to the hand about it, and hung up on me. And
boy, I'll tell you something, man. You don't have a very good relationship with the teacher at this school, and so you go there, and these kids stand there. As you stand there, the kids call you a pig and say that you are...
No, they did not, Mr. Henry. I misspoke.
Well, you said at least one of these kids called you a sexist pig, and that you didn't understand the health care argument.
And the bottom line is they were right. The bottom line is they were right, and that's what I came away from so desperately wanting to tell you and your audience. You don't understand. You don't understand.
Well, sir, if you truly feel in your heart that you are a sexist pig and that the health care reform bill is a good bill, but we're talking on your behalf here because of what it sounds like abuse.
No, it wasn't abuse. I mean, I needed to hear the things these kids were saying. My daughter was right in going not only to her teacher but to the school administration and saying that my father has... I think she used the word violated me, but only with, mentally violated me. And I think that is a good place to start, because then you can go to the school and say, my father hasn't violated me, but he mentally probed me, and I'm worried.
Mentally probed you? What? Is this language that is acceptable at this school?
Sir, let me tell you.
No, I wanted to know, is this language that this Miss Nister uses?
Ms. Nister had referred to that, but I'm talking more to David Goodwood, who is the headmaster of the school, who said He said there's no problem, but he said he wanted to nip it in the bud.
All right, let's go to Ed in Pensacola. Ed, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell. Our number, by the way, 877-876-PHIL. Speaking to Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, on talking to his daughter's middle school class. Ed, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a retired teacher and administrator also, and I taught for 26 years in Fairfax County, the 10th largest school district in the United States. And what I'm hearing, first of all, most of it, I can't really believe, because in my years of experience as administrator and teacher, no student, no teacher, and no administrator would ever allow that kind of talk to a parent. There's no respect there whatsoever. And for a man, say that they called him and told him to report. Any adult would say, Mr. So-and-so, we may have issues to discuss. Are you free at such and such a time? This is not a court. A school can't order you to come to a place at a certain time. And for him to allow kids 11 years old or 20 years old to call him a pig, it just amazes me. I think the real problem is the gentleman, not the school, not the student, because 11-year-olds, I don't care how much they've been, quote, taught, they don't have all the answers any more than anybody else in this. We all get our answers by what we hear and what we try to understand, and a teacher does not have an inside track on any of this government information any more than anybody else.
I'll tell him in a minute.
Steve, did you want to comment?
My daughter just passed me a note. If I could read it, times have changed. This guy is out of touch with kids and teachers. And where's Fairfax County? That's my daughter.
Well, I don't really want to talk.
I just retired a few years ago, and Fairfax County is considered one of the top districts internationally. It's on the cutting edge. So if you don't know Fairfax County, I'm not the one that's out of touch. Fairfax County is outside of the D.C. area. And it is considered the cutting edge. So again, if that just goes to show that your daughter doesn't have all the knowledge and information to deal with on an adult level.
She just passed me another note, Mr. Hendry. I don't know.
I would rather you not read notes from your daughter. You know.
The note says, "What is his being a teacher in Fairfax County got to do with the price of tea?"
Okay, that's all I want to hear from you.
It has a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with I'm bringing experience, almost 30 years of experience teaching every level from kindergarten up through junior high school. It has experience as an administrator, and I'm telling you that if you allow yourself to be treated like that, and if you come from a school district that can call you and tell you to report, then there is something wrong, something very wrong. And I quite honestly, I don't believe
you. You don't want me to read any notes from my daughter?
No, I don't.
Because she's questioning this man's credentials.
Well, I'm not interested in what your daughter has to say. I want you to respond.
My daughter's waving her arms.
What, Mr. Bozell? You're talking to two adult men here. You're an adult. Your daughter is how old?
She's 11. She's waving her arms. She's saying I can't go. What? She doesn't want me to keep talking until she's cleared it.
I'm sorry, this gentleman has a real problem. He doesn't respect himself as an adult, an intelligent mind, and he's being manipulated and jerked around by kids. And quite honestly, I think a lot of what he says is not true. I'm speaking again from experience, and no school, no teacher, no administrator would call and tell you to report, and no school, no teacher, no administrator would allow students to call a parent a pig.
Were you called a pig, Mr. Bozell? I want to know, yes or no.
The kids said that I was a pig, but they were laughing about it. And so, and Mr. said the same thing.
So the teacher called you a pig?
She said that there was a time when someone like me would be called a swine. And
how did that make you feel?
I felt bad, but the kids were laughing and pointing at me. I don't know. This one boy, Bradley,
experienced. What happened to basic respect? How can you discuss an issue when there's no respect going on there at all? That's not
a pig, you know. And that was all that he said, you know. But my daughter, I can't ask that, honey.
All right, no more notes from your daughter.
Well, my daughter wanted to know if you're straight. And I don't know if that's
No, don't answer that question at all, Ed. Don't answer that question at all, Ed.
I'm a married man with two grown children. What does that have to do with it?
My daughter wanted to know if you'd ever touched a kid.
Okay, see, that right there is the kind of fascism that school of yours that this kid's going to has pushed your daughter into.
What do you mean fascism?
I think the guy's a wacko. I just can't believe that any school would be doing what he's saying. I think you have some real serious.
Sir, you've got it all wrong. My daughter's school is a great school, and they talked to me and made me see.
Paul, a great school, a place where they call you a pig and tell you to report at a certain time, like this is some kind of a Nazi or a fascist regime. Mister, not a great school. A great school is a school that is based on respect and teaching people respect of each other and to listen to each other's different opinions and to discuss it in a respectful way. So if they don't do that...
And I have more respect now for Karen Nister than I didn't have any respect for her. And
who's Karen Nister?
She's the teacher.
So you got more respect for her, huh?
I do appreciate her more, yeah.
All right, listen, thank you very much, Ed, for your call. Let's take another phone call. Ken in Arkansas. Ken, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Sir, I haven't heard. Hello?
Yes, sir. Stephen Bozell.
You're on the air, Ken. It's Phil Hendry.
I haven't heard the whole program. I just caught part of this a while ago. Man, what in the hell is wrong with you? What the hell is
wrong with me? I love my daughter. I love my daughter having a good education, and I don't want to.
You love
to be
your
disrespectful
daughter.
To women.
Love your daughter, man.
Yes, sir.
Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?
That's got
do
nothing to do with
Jesus?
It. That ain't got nothing to do with it. The Christian,
oh,
you see,
does.
You got to understand, Christian.
Yeah.
It's not going to save the health care plan.
To do with it.
And the Christians are not going to make the water safe for crustaceans. So what are you talking about?
Whoa. You guys are talking. You guys are talking.
What is his name? Bozell? What's his name?
My name's Stephen Bozell.
Bozell.
Yeah, and maybe you can get a sentence out today. That'd really help. If you can get your thought out sometime this week, that'd be great.
Okay, let's not be smart-ass about it.
I'm waiting for this guy to make a point. It's been, like, going on,
Mr. Bozell, Mr. Bozell, are you the Christian head of your household? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Maybe.
That's not what he asked.
Oh, there ain't no maybe, Mr. Bozell. It's yes or no. You're either Christian.
You say that word head. You really enjoy that, don't you?
All right. We have to take a break here, and I don't know, Ken, if you wanted to ask him any more questions here.
This guy's asked me about Christian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about having respect about the health care plan and about how you're going to respect women. And that's got nothing to do with Christianity.
Okay. All right. 877-8. Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back with Steve Bozell. God.
Well, he said the word head.
Never mind about how he said that. Let's get some answers to some questions here, all right? You're called down there by the Khmer Rouge Council of your daughter's Corona KC Middle School. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show back here, 877-876-PHIL, as we speak with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, but he's also a man who is he's a man who has a daughter in a middle school in Corona, and this class of kids, along with a teacher, had called him in to talk about his opinion on health care and his opinions regarding Carol Shea Porter. Now, did these kids mention Carol Shea Porter? She's the Democratic congresswoman who said that women would be far better off dealing with this. Tell the men to go home.
Well, the kids had written a song for Congresswoman Porter that they sent to her on a MP3, and basically it was a song of praise to her, to her strength in the face in the face of the pig.
And in the face of the pig, meaning the man?
Sir, I'm not going to get into a discussion. I'm just telling you, you asked me a question about this Carol Shea Porter, and I said the kids did send a song that they had recorded in praise of her, and they had told me about it and said to me, so you understand where we are with Carol Shea Porter, we are very much in support of her, and so that's why we want to talk to you. And I said, I understand that. And they said...
Look, I know this is emotional for you.
And they said, did you say that you were opposed to health care? And I said, yeah. And they said, do you know the numbers of pigs like yourself? And they were laughing about it. And
who is saying this?
This kid Bradley and this girl Deanna, my daughter. And the other kids were joining in who were opposed to this down through the years. And I said, yeah. I said, but I'm still opposed to it. And that's when Miss Mister stepped in and said, you know, we're not calling you a pig, but you act like a pig when you...
And so, Mr. Bozell, you came out of this meeting with these 11-year-old kids newly convinced that health care reform is correct.
You don't understand. It wasn't because the kids had said, had threatened me or anything, although... You know, they said certain things can happen if you're not, that they weren't threatening me.
And certain things can happen what?
It's just that they were saying, you got to get on board because this healthcare thing has been turned into, like you're picking up just a handful of wet fecal matter. And I said, you know, that was a big thing.
Let me get to a phone call here. 877, because I don't know if you're talking to the kids or whether you're talking to the teacher. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to Tim. Tim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. We are on with Stephen Bozell.
Mr. Bozell, you have no communication with your children. I don't know how many children you got, but, I mean...
I've got the girl, too.
I mean, she's young. I mean, why couldn't you... You know, I understand if you have done something wrong, apologize. That's good, but you don't have to go to the school and apologize to the school. That's ridiculous, man. I mean,
well, they
it's
had
wrong.
Said to me that, they had said to me that my views on health care were very pig. You know, they said I was a pig, and I said, well, let me go down and talk to my daughter and the other students, and they basically kept me waiting for a half hour because that's the technique, you know. When I went
in. I mean, why didn't you just tell your daughter, hey, I'm sorry, I done you wrong. I mean, why wouldn't your daughter just say, you know, I accept your apology and be done with it?
I could understand
her going to the school if you touched her in the wrong way or you cussed
exactly.
her out or something
well,
like
I didn't.
That. But I mean did you cuss her
no.
out? Or
no,
did
sir.
You say something
I felt that Carol Shea Porter's comments about the men going home were wrong, and I said health care It right now is not good.
And she goes to the school and reports this. And then you got to go before the...
I apologized to my daughter, but she said, it's too late, Daddy. It's just too late. And she shook her head and got on the bus.
It's too late for what?
Exactly. I mean, you apologize. Why would you have to go to the school and go to all the rest of the kids? You didn't say anything to them.
No, I didn't.
I mean,
but
you know,
it's
crazy, man.
Apologize to your
children, and you know, I've done my kids wrong. And
I wouldn't apologize to have for having
man,
an opinion.
I apologize, boys. I didn't mean to do that. That was an accident. I'm sorry.
I begged my daughter, but she said it's too late, too late. And you know, and she quoted a line because we'd seen the movie. She said,
get him into his clothes, we'll set him adrift. And that was just her way of saying, you gotta get to school.
What does that mean, get him into his clothes?
Man, there's no way you should have went. You should have told the people at the school, if you want to talk to me, you come to my house. I'm not coming to school for you guys to make fun of me. Call you a pig? That's ridiculous, man.
They said I couldn't keep the headmaster waiting.
The little boy that called you a pig, his parents are unreal, man.
That little kid.
Kid needed his hind end.
You don't understand. Bradley's a very exceptional boy. He's got a very high IQ. He's going to go to Oxford, and he's only, you know, like 11. He's going to Oxford at the age of 11.
Yeah, but that's not.
Oh,
that's
big
not
deal. Big deal.
My kid.
Exactly.
Man, my kids my oldest daughter, my daughter is 17 right now.
Too late.
And my boy.
Yeah, my daughter just kept saying it's too late.
If they talk to people, if they call anybody,
if they talk to the people that way,
I would smack them in the mouth and say, you don't talk to people
called.
Like that.
She called
you have respect for your elders.
The papal authority.
I'm 50 years old, and I don't talk to older people than me like that.
No. I'll call myself a pig sometimes to myself. I say, boy, are you ever a pig when you did that? You know, the way you did that to your wife.
A child? But,
all right, okay, Stephen, thank you, and thank you, sir, for your call. Stephen Bozell, we'll see how the lawsuit goes. As he was called before his daughter's class on health care. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil, and learn more at Talk Radio.